Dear colleagues, dear participant. Okay, maybe I am too loud, but dear colleagues, dear guests, dear participant of this Wigner 121st conference, it is my pleasure and privilege to open this anniversary event. My name is Peter Levi. I am the Director General of the Wigner Research Center for Physics. And my duty and my pleasure to say a few words and opening starting this 3 days event. First of all, I would like to remember you that 60 years ago, our name holder, Eugene Wigner, got his Nobel Prize on symmetries. And this was the point when this genius has been put into a list where the humankind grant their largest, biggest, more clever members of the society, and they became generally forever known persons. In 2023, 13, we organized a conference, which was the Wigner 111, to remember on him. And also on in that time was 50 years anniversary of the Nobel Prize. And also it was generally the first event of the Wigner Research Center for Physics, where we appeared as a whole institution, not only just two institute, but the whole community, the whole scientific community of the of this research institute. In that time, also the it was minted by the Hungarian National Bank by the memorial coin. This was a 3,000 forint coin, and maybe few of you will see it also in this conference. And I would like to remember you that the Hungarian Academy of Science established a Wigner Prize in 1999, and the physics committee just expecting the nomination by 25 of September. So please think about who are those scientists who can get for their results this nice Wigner Prize in Hungary. Sorry, I just try to somehow moderate this voice. Let's see, maybe this is better. Okay. So in the Wigner 111, where our slogan was that colorful and deep, in this symposium, this was organized in the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, which was originally our plan, but because now the academy is under renovation, so we came here into this wonderful hotel. Maybe, you know, when we change a little bit, it is also a good time to rethink, to reorganize the original plan. So let's see how this conference will happen. This is just a detail of the program, not the program, the advertisement. And I would like to call your interest that, oops. No. Parents, could you put it back? Thank you. So that in that time, two of our presenter speaker, Alan Aspect and Anton Zeilinger, last year just got the Nobel Prize. So let's see who will get the next one from the speaker of this conference. So this is just a motivation for you. And this was a photo made in the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. Many of you can see yourself 10 years younger or forever young. And now we are here. We are in the Margaret Island. And our first speaker will be Professor Schley. Thank you very much for coming. And your presentation will be a continuation between the two conferences. And let me remind you that we are already planning the Wigner 131. It will be in 2033 fall. So please make a mark in your calendar and be here or hopefully in the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. So maybe just as an introductory talk, so I can imagine that few from the young persons or our foreigner guests, maybe you are not completely familiar with Eugene Wigner, and I can tell you a few details, not to go into the too much, but just flash a few photo. So this is the house of where the Eugene Wigner has been born. This house existing even now. And this is just the remembering plate on it. 10 years ago, we made a press on it. And sometimes we will repeat this action. And this is the family. Maybe it is little. So this little guy, so he is Eugene. Later on, maybe a little bit elder, his father, mother, two sisters. And this was the Evangelic Gymnasium Secondary School, also it exists, where he was educated and where he got that level, that high level education, which helped him to become such a well-known scientist. And these are just photos from his early years. Unfortunately, I couldn't figure out that this was secondary school or already beginning of the university. Maybe many of you knows that he wanted to become a physicist, but his father, who has a leather company, he said that at first you will go to the chemistry, you will have a real diploma, and when you have this one, after that you can do what you want. So he has a diploma in chemistry, and after that he made it also the physics. And I am pretty sure that later on, when he was participated in the Manhattan projects, he was very, very useful that he had this education. Also, possibly you met with his books. So I just wanted to mention the Hungarian language books. So the first one, oops. I am sorry, what do I do? So this is the group theory. I think every physics sophomore or graduate student has this at home. And when you read this, after that you realize that you just don't know anything about physics. And it is a very good introduction, how you can build up your career and how much do you need to learn and to understand. And for me, especially because I am a nuclear physicist, so this was the second nice book, what I used and I learned a lot. You can find other books in Hungarian. This is for the young people to learn his thought, his messages, his thinking. And I would like to mention this book, which is just very fresh. So this was published 1.5 years ago. And the main point that Mihály Kató, a lady, as you see, older than 90 years, and unfortunately, she died last year, generally after finishing this book. So she was the organizer visiting, motivating Eugene Wigner to come to Hungary. This is a picture about her in the 80s. And these photos are made at the KFKI in Csillagbérc. I think the elder colleagues could recognize a couple of colleagues, unfortunately, good question. Who could be sitting here in these days? Maybe let me go into this said direction. However, I would like to call your interest on this photo where you can see how the humble, or how he was really a man who even can show respect for such a faraway scientist in Hungary after he was a Nobel Prize winner. I think this was very much him, as you see on this figure, on this picture, how he respected others. If you are interested what he did, I have a short time, so I didn't want to go into it, but I call your interest. So that is from the Springer, this book of his collected works. So it is 10 volume, which means approximately 4,000 page. So it is an interesting question that how much do we understand at this point from his works, how much can we use, and how much will we learn by time. Also, just a few pictures about his life. Here, early times with Heisenberg, a little bit later with Weinberg. This is the Nobel Prize celebration. This is, as you see, he kept connection with Ada Teller, who had a very interesting person. Let me just say in this word. This is a photo from his later age, and this is the stone, the memorial stone in the Princeton Cemetery. And we had a video in New York. The scientific attaché went to the cemetery, and he laid the breath into the stone, the cemetery stone. I don't know if you would be parents kind and show that. We just got today morning the movie. So, and let me thank to Tamás Novák, the scientific attaché in New York, to make this very nice remembering on him. So let me just quickly follow. So here this date is not only the 60th anniversary of the Nobel Prize, but also the 10th anniversary of our institute, the Wigner Research Center of Physics. So as I try to indicate that how the two institutes, what are the most important topics, and you can see both of the original institute has been established now more than 70 years ago, and they cover lots of territory, lots of area. So in that sense, Eugene Wigner, who was working also in many fields, I think it is just a perfect person. And also it is a big, I would say, not only duty, but also a big mission, a large mission for us to become good enough for this name. At first in 2012, we were Institute of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. From 2019, we moved, the institute has been moved to the Eötvös Loránd Research Network. And just beginning of this month, we became the Institute of the Hungarian Research Network, the UNREN. Life is complicated. So this is, maybe you have seen this figure from me many times. So this is just a time summary in time, what happened in Csillebérc. So in the 50s, the institute has been established, which was KFKI. In 72, it was reorganized, and in 92, it was also reorganized into smaller institutes. In 2012, it was unified into a little bit larger institute. And after that, the events became faster and faster. So in some sense, I am looking forward at what will happen 2 years from now. We will see. So this is the curiosity. This is the curiosity-driven research. When you will see what will happen in the next year and after that. Definitely the largest mission will be for us, the Neumann program, which was just released in this summer, and how our institute can fit into this, and how can we harvest, how can we use this opportunity in science. So just shortly, so we are in the institution, 400 employees are working, 34 research groups. You will see the posters of these research groups outside. Please use the break to take a look on these posters. So this is how we wanted to show our activity. 220 researchers, and we have lots of national projects. We are very strong in the European consortial projects. And just to say, our institute is approximately an 18 million euro and scientific enterprise. In 2022, it would be hard to summarize how much we are doing. I just wanted to show in 2022 in the RMKI, the fundamental interaction and the space research were those topics which was sent further up as our yearly activity. But our talks here will show you what we are doing in high energy particle and nuclear physics, in functional materials, computational science, and in the SFE, in the Solid States and Optics Institute. Last year, the focus topics was optoelectronics, focus results, advanced nanomaterials, and exotic states of matter. So during the next 3 days, or today and the other 2 days, you will hear many talks. Generally, this Wigner 121 also a summary, an introduction, somehow an outlook, what we could reach during last 10 years, where we are going. So these are the topics and the mission of this conference from the poster of the conference. So you, if you take a look into the program, you will find all of this. The main point, just shortly, today talks will start. The physics talk, it's soon at 9 o'clock. The poster section will be in the from 5 o'clock, and also in every coffee breaks. And I would like to ask you to, we will make a conference photo and 10, 20 outside, so please in the break just go up. And Tuesday is similar, Wednesday is similar. I would like to ask Peter Domonkos, my deputy. So we were officially responsible for this conference, but the real work done by the local organizing committee, and we would like to thank for them, especially the two deputy of the Institute, Peter Van and Adam Gully, and the colleagues who generally took the largest part in the organization, inviting the speaker. And we are very much thanks the organization logistic work to Eva Osvát, who is the secretary of the Wigner Research Center, and Csilla Dovicin-Péntek, who is the communication secretary. So thank you very much. So let me thanks now at the beginning. And I am really glad that you are here and you participate on this event. I hope it will become so memorable as it was 10 years ago. And I think at this point, I will give first the word to Peter Van, who want to say a few. Yeah, please come. It is your turn to what changed in the original program. And after that, Sándor Varró will be the chair of the first section.
Yes, I would like to announce a first change in the program, that our second speaker, Gleb Arutyunov, became sick. So instead of him, we will have Tamás Gombosi as a second speaker. And that's the only change.
Okay, that is the
just
only
now.
Change.
And Sándor.
Okay. Please, Sándor. Sándor Varró is the chairman of the. Thank you very much for your interest and coming.